You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Cincinnati Council will likely vote this week to incorporate some of the key components of the pension settlement agreement into the municipal code. A federal court approved the plan last October, and it took effect on January 1st. At least a couple of people wanted the city council to wait before acting. Tom Gamble is a retiree who was involved in litigation against the city. He's also a member of the city's retirement board.
A lot of stuff should have been done months ago. And we're afraid if this gets approved today, those other changes may take a long time to occur.
This week's ordinance will clarify and add some definitions, remove references to repealed sections of the law, and align benefits for class members in the settlement agreement and new city employees. Two council members also wanted to hold it for another 2 weeks, but Christopher Smitherman says it would make little difference.
What is before us has really been dictated a lot by an agreement and signed off by a federal judge. It's not going to change dramatically over the next 2 weeks. I mean, that's really my point.
The changes apply to city retirees and current and future city employees. The agreement has improved the pension system's funding level to 77%, but that's largely because $220 million was moved from the health care trust fund into the pension. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.